Reverend Harriet Bradley missed her bus transfer to get from Norcross to Lawrenceville, so she ended up taking Uber to get to the Sierra Club Transit Forum earlier this month. She told the crowd that because buses quit running in the evening, she would have to take Uber home. ProTransit residents from Gwinnett say their county is changing. It has a growing Latino and Asian population, and the county is becoming more urban than suburban, with town centers like Norcross, Duluth, and Lawrenceville. Panelists observe those cities originally were created because they were served by rail lines, which are still in place, but now only carry freight. State Representative Pete Marin said Gwinnett needs rail transit to remain economically competitive. As evidence, Fortune 500 company NCR is moving its corporate headquarters from Gwinnett to Midtown so it can be close to MARTA and Georgia Tech while being attractive to a millennial workforce. Meanwhile, the Gwinnett County government is pursuing a 6-year, 1-cent local sales tax for roads and other needs, but no transit. The most this PLOST would cover would be another transit study. That leaves some leaders frustrated with the slow, step-by-step process. Panelists agreed it will all come down to Gwinnett's leadership, both at the political and community levels, pushing for rail transit sooner rather than later.